Let's talk a little Central Wisconsin Christian boys soccer right now. They've got a big event coming up, an important event on Thursday as we bring in head coach Paul Steves. Coach, has it been a fun season for you leading the Crusaders so far this year?
Yeah, it has been. I think we have definitely improved. At the beginning of the year, I've talked a lot about just growth and how sometimes we measure growth with win and losses, but a lot of times I think the development and the process of getting to growing is sometimes more important than wins and losses. So yeah, it's been a tough season in some areas, but then lots of opportunities for growth in other areas.
Can you kind of talk about some of the kids that people will see out on the pitch? Because I'm looking at the stats and the numbers, and number one, I appreciate you having them updated on with sports so we can see them. But to talk about some of the kids that contribute to the CWC this year.
Yeah, there's a lot of players obviously that makes a team, and some players get more recognition than others, and ultimately in soccer sometimes that's measured by goals and assists and whatnot. Couple players just to mention in the up top, Jay Nosterhaus, he's a senior. He's done well this year. We actually moved him from up top back in the middle of the field. Just to get him more involved, get some more touches on the ball. In the back, we have some quality defenders, leaders out there with Ryer Greenfield, a senior, and also Henry Holman. He's been hurt the last couple days, but we've had other guys step up on his spot. And then Jackson Butine, he's a defensive midfielder, which he's pretty solid back there too, with the ability to compete and always willing to go the extra step in terms of defending or distributing the ball.
Coach, who's your keeper?
We actually, this year we have two keepers. So we've actually been playing something that I haven't done, but they're both well deserved of getting equal playing time, both 40 minutes. Each one plays a half. They are Samuel Vandenberg and Zach Hoffman. Both the keepers are Zach Hoffman and Samuel Vandenberg.
Coach, coming up Thursday night, you have Lord's Academy coming to town, and it's going to be a special night honoring a great man who's done so much for CWC Athletics. Kind of tell us about it.
Yeah, so as many know already, just because of the significance of Greg, for one thing, in the community and in the soccer community and the community of Waupun, and I think that just stretches out farther than most individuals. If you don't know, Greg was diagnosed with brain cancer about a year ago. And we just want to, he's been a huge contributor of the CWC soccer program. Kind of, that's the little bubble. And then you have the bigger bubble of school and the even bigger bubble of community, but something that we want to do, for the soccer, his contributions to the soccer program and everything that involves, really want to just have a night to recognize him. So we have some things planned, some things that are going to be surprises for Greg, hopefully that he appreciates, and just trying to get alumni there at the game. And then we've also had forms sent out to alumni to gather some thoughts, some words and things like that hopefully will be a really big night for Greg, and just to honor him and continue to fight through this through cancer, and just continue to ultimately glorify God through all of this, as difficult it may be at the time right now. And I think Greg would really, really appreciate that. And I think it's going to be a really, really special night for him and his family.
We're talking with Paul Steves, boys soccer coach at Central Wisconsin Christian High School. Greg Zonnefeld, the night to honor him on Thursday night. So what time should people show up? What time should people show up if they want to get out there for the festivities again?
Yeah, so we have, and actually it's an egg night as well. That's kind of separate, but it's really packed with a lot of things. So egg night, and then there's and I think we have animals. I'm not 100% sure there, but there's a meal there for the egg night. That's going to the egg program here at CWC. And then we'll actually have the JV games at 4:30. And then at 6 o'clock, before a varsity match at 7, around 6 o'clock, we'll spend about 10-15 minutes honoring Greg and having a little speaking thing for him and whatnot. But
And Mulder Field is right on the campus of Central Wisconsin Christian. People haven't been out there before.
Correct. Mulder Field. And we just got new lights this year and a new turf in there too. So it should be a really, really cool environment and atmosphere for this special night.
And there's a passion for soccer at CWC. First soccer game ever broadcast on the radio and not video was at Central Wisconsin Christian, and Coach Zonnefeld helped me out with that one, getting a good vantage point and things like that back in his day. But again, yeah. you have a passion for soccer at CWC, don't you? Both the boys and the girls side.
For sure. And I think, and that's just, it's a culture thing. And I think that's why the significance of Greg brought that about. I mean, you think of how many years it takes to develop a culture like that. And it doesn't happen overnight. It's not 1 or 2 years. And I'm put in this spot just to kind of carry on that culture. And I think he did a really good job of at CWC of having a culture where, yeah, soccer's like a main sport for a lot of athletes. So I hope to continue that, kind of following in his footsteps. And that's just the kind of culture that he created. And I think that's why it's going to be a really special night to recognize all his efforts, all his time, and talents in that and in a broader soccer community.
All right. Again, JV starts at what time on Thursday?
JV 4:30. We'll have the special thing at 6 and then varsity matches at 7.
All right, Paul Steves, I appreciate the time. I appreciate you getting us all your CWC results as well. Promote your program and your kids as much as we can here at ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.